Good Morning Football is a production of the NFL in partnership with iHeartRadio.
Hey, everybody. Hope you had a great weekend. I'm Will Sullivan. These are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network. Well, as we get closer and closer to the 2021 NFL Draft in Cleveland later this month, almost every prognosticator predicts Clemson quarterback Trevor Lawrence will be selected by Jacksonville with the top pick. But there is plenty of uncertainty about who San Francisco wants with the third overall selection since the Niners made that stunning move to trade up. General Manager John Lynch confirming they're drafting a quarterback. Michael Lombardi of The Athletic reports there is disagreement over which young signal caller to select, with head coach Kyle Shanahan preferring one prospect and Lynch another. Both men attending the pro day workout of Alabama quarterback Mac Jones last Tuesday. According to NFL Network's Bucky Brooks, top five QB prospects version 2.0, is Jones, the redshirt junior, ranked fifth, and North Dakota State University redshirt sophomore Trey Lance as his fourth best QB in this rookie class. As for San Francisco's incumbent starter, Jimmy Garoppolo, according to NFL Network's Mike Giardi, the asking price for Jimmy G is a first-round pick. Garoppolo led the team to Super Bowl 54, but followed that performance with an injury-riddled 2020 campaign where he made only six starts. Now, the Falcons choose one pick after the Niners in round one, and the Atlanta Journal-Constitution reports the team is interested in Florida tight end Kyle Pitts. New Falcons head coach Arthur Smith attending Pitts' pro day workout Wednesday, and the tight end says he's already met with the team virtually. The Bears, of course, as we know, moved on from Mitchell Trubisky, the second overall pick in the 2017 draft, when they signed veteran QB Andy Dalton last month. During a Friday media availability, General Manager Ryan Pace was asked why he and head coach Matt Nagy already pronounced the Red Rifle as QB1.
Because that's how we see Andy Dalton as a starting quarterback, and we're excited to have him. And again, that went into the evaluation process. He's been a starter in the league for a long time and produced at a high level for a long time. So again, that's all of us collectively in the building, coaches and scouts coming to that conclusion as we went through the free agency process. He's our starting quarterback as we head into this season.
All right, so now we know. Washington football team head coach Ron Rivera is taking a similar approach in the nation's capital. Even though Taylor Heinicke started the team's wildcard playoff game against the eventual Super Bowl champion Bucks, newly signed quarterback Ryan Fitzpatrick sits at the top of the QB depth chart for now.
He's going to come in as the number one, but there will be a competition. I mean, we want to play the best football player, obviously. It gives us the best opportunity to win. We feel very comfortable, very confident in the guys that we have. Ryan gives us a completely different type of football player, and we're excited about who we can become as a football team.
New Seahawks tight end Gerald Everett says he had a sneaking suspicion in his mind that he'd be signing with Seattle in free agency after they hired his former Rams position coach Shane Waldron as their new OC. Everett, calling Waldron a, quote, mastermind, believes he will rejuvenate a Seahawks offense that really struggled down the stretch in 2020. The former Ram also says Russell Wilson was a big attraction, saying, quote, I wasn't able to play with a quarterback like Russ up to this point in my career. Well, for a look ahead to the draft and continued free agency 2021 news, delivered with a touch of humor, please download the Around the NFL podcast. I'm Will Salva, and those are your Good Morning Football headlines from NFL Network.